If you go to a hospital with chest pain, there's a good chance one of the doctors you see will be a cardiologist. But if your illness is addiction or a condition related to drug or alcohol use, there are few hospitals where you'll find anyone who specializes in addiction medicine. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at how and where that's changing as the state and the nation wrestle with record high overdose deaths.
Just before Christmas last year, Marie noticed more and more trouble breathing. On the morning of December 28th, she called 911.
I woke up and I couldn't breathe. I thought I was so scared. I was like, hurry, like you're going to die.
At Salem Hospital, the staff treated Marie's chronic lung disease. A doctor checked in the next day and told Marie her oxygen levels looked good. Let me pause here for a minute to explain why we're not including Marie's last name. She, like 1 in 9 hospitalized patients, has a history of addiction to drugs or alcohol. Disclosing that can make it hard to find housing, a job, and even medical care. But talking to the doctor that morning, Marie didn't have a choice.
He said I could be released, and I said, I guess I have to tell you something. I'm a heroin addict, and I think I'm designed to be into like heavy withdrawal. I literally can't move. Please don't make me go.
At hospitals in Massachusetts and across the country, patients like Marie do leave every day while in a painful withdrawal because most hospitals do not have anyone who specializes in addiction. Research shows an increased risk of fatal overdose within days or weeks after this kind of discharge.
And so they're left on their own to figure it out, which unfortunately usually means resuming use because that's the only way to feel better.
This is Liz Tatey, the nurse practitioner who introduced a new game plan at Salem Hospital with the help of a federal grant. That day, when Marie said, please don't make me go, her doctor called Tatey, the hospital's new addiction specialist. Tatey prescribed buprenorphine, a medication that's helping Marie manage her addiction to opioids. Marie says she's turned to Tatey for lots of support and reassurance as well.
That I wasn't going to be left alone, like that I wasn't going to have to call it with a deal ever again, like that I could delete the number. And I want to get back to my life. I just feel like just grateful.
Tatey has used success stories like Marie's to help unravel decades of misinformation, discrimination, and ignorance about addiction.
Addiction training is not really part of most providers' core training. It's something you gloss over for 1 week, and a lot of the facts are outdated.
For example, Tatey has gently corrected doctors who thought they were not allowed to start patients on methadone in the hospital and didn't know how to prescribe the drug.
Sometimes I would recommend a dose and somebody would give pushback. Initially, we got to know the hospital medicine doctors here and they over time were like, okay, we can trust you.
Adding Tatey and a small addiction specialty team has started to shift the culture of Salem Hospital, says Jean Monahan-Doherty, a social worker who has referred patients to them.
There was finally some recognition across the entire institution that this was a complex medical disease that needed the attention of a specialist. People are dying. This is a terminal illness unless it's treated.
But Monahan-Doherty says the shift is not complete.
Some of the medical staff continue to see it as a moral issue. Sometimes you hear an attitude of, why are you putting all this effort into this patient? They're not going to get better. Well, how do we know? If a patient comes in with diabetes, we don't say, okay, they've been taught once and it didn't work, so we're not going to offer them support again.
Even with some staff reservations, Tatey's been overwhelmed many days with referrals. The same thing has happened at 5 Massachusetts hospitals that added addiction specialists in the past 3 years, funded through the Federal Healing Communities Study.
What starts as a trickle becomes an active stream and at times even a flood.
Dr. Jeffrey Sammet at Boston Medical Center leads the Massachusetts portion of this national study of ways to reduce overdose deaths. Sammet says adding addiction specialists in hospitals is a key piece of the solution.
You really do provide better care for patients and you make the care environment one that people are more satisfied working in.
And yet the Massachusetts Society of Addiction Medicine says only a minority of hospitals in Massachusetts have addiction experts. Here are some possible reasons. It's a new field, so finding trained staff may be a hurdle. Some hospitals say they don't want to start treatment because they aren't sure where to send patients for outpatient or residential care. And some hospitals say they're worried about losing money on addiction treatment. But Dr. Anora Englander, a national leader in addiction specialty programs, says hospitals that don't have one need to start.
People with substance use disorder are coming to our hospitals now. We can't wait. We have to do better. And this is the time.
At Salem Hospital, a member of the Mass General Brigham Network, some staff are worried about the future of their program. Liz Tatey is leaving the hospital for a new job, and the federal grant has ended. But Salem Hospital leaders say they are committed and the service will continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.